Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
June 8th is World Ocean Day, an opportunity to recognize that the ocean influences nearly every aspect of our lives. It produces over half of the planet's oxygen, supports the greatest abundance of life on our planet, and because it facilitates transportation and recreation, it is indispensable to the world's economy. Nearly half of all species on Earth depend on the ocean for survival.
The ocean sustains all life on Earth. It provides livelihoods for millions of people. We eat fish from the ocean. It connects us. It feeds us. It drives our climate. And it's really an integral part of many cultures and many countries around the world define themselves by the sea.
But it is no exaggeration to say that today, the ocean is under serious threat from pollution, overfishing, and loss of coastal habitats, most of it caused by human activity. To protect and conserve the ocean, the United States last year introduced the Ocean Conservation Pledge. It is a very simple pledge, said Undersecretary of State for Economic Growth, Energy, and the Environment, Jose Fernandez.
We've pledged to conserve 30% of the oceans under our jurisdiction in the U.S., and that's something that we plan to accomplish by the year 2030. We call it our 30 by 30 pledge.
We're also working with partner countries and organizations to protect and sustain the ocean, including by reducing illegal, unreported, and unregulated fishing, said Undersecretary Fernandez.
World Ocean Day is an opportunity to come together and galvanize support for conservation in the ocean, for keeping the ocean pristine, and to finding ways to stop pollution from the ocean. And the fact of the matter is that we're running out of time in order to clean up our oceans. We have a crisis with the ocean, and we have our work cut out for us.
The United States is committed to protecting our ocean and securing a better future for the planet.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.